continue interviewing various guests from the World Halal Travel Summit in Abu Dhabi, and I have with me Babar Saeed, who is a managing partner for Oryx International Tourism. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Babar, what's your take and what's your thoughts about the summit thus far as we come towards the end of the first day?
Well, first of all, thank you very much for coming all the way here, and I hope you guys are enjoying it as well at the same time as much as I am. This is the first summit in terms of halal tourism, which has been organized by the Abu Dhabi Tourism Authority, and we are part of it. So far, so good. I mean, we have a phenomenal response. This is the destination which has been presented as a halal tourism destination, along with the leisure and MICE. And it's a great response. I mean, we have people from all around the world, including the Turkey, Malaysia, Indonesia, UK market, and obviously we, as a DMC destination management company, providing to our guests, those who are coming here for as an halal to taking care of the halal tourism. We provide complete destination management services from them from the time they arrive. We take care of their arrival for the airport pick and drops. We give them a hotel which is according to the Islamic principle. Food is available, the various excursions in terms of family available, the beaches, the pool, which is separately for families. So it's a complete destination. I am confident to say that for family-oriented halal tourism.
Is the halal tourism industry a growing industry?
Well, it's one of the most growing industry in the world, in fact. Obviously, you know, along with the conventional tourism, leisure or MICE, but if you look at the figures, it has touched the billions and billions of dollars for this industry now, basically.
How do we define what is halal tourism? Is there a specific definition that we could highlight and say this is what is halal tourism about, or is it more or less broad guidelines that people adhere to or try to implement?
Well, see, halal tourism is basically the tourism according to the Islamic principle, basically. The services what we are providing, or we call it halal tourism, it's mainly focused on a family oriented, where you have the independence, where you have separate access to the excursions as in a family, enjoy it. These are resorts which we have here. We have hotels, those have a separate pool for the families. We have some safaris or where the families can only be enjoy as well. Focus on heritage and culture as well. So the tourism which is halal, we call it basically follow according to the principle of Islam.
What are the aims of the summit that is being hosted?
Of course, definitely the biggest aim is to recognize Abu Dhabi as a destination for halal tourism. That is obviously as a major aim for that. And looking at the, on a very first day, it's a phenomenal response from all over the world. All those destination management companies or the operators came from worldwide is a witness of the success of this event.
Absolutely, yes. So there are delegates that have come from far and wide, and I believe from almost 70 countries that have gathered at the summit for the first day, which will span over 2 days. Your message to South African Muslims?
Well, being a Muslim, of course, I love to have them here, and we will love to provide them any service they require according to the Islamic principle, according to the family-oriented destination, and halal tourism, complete service from the time they arrive, the time they leave. I'm confident that they will enjoy the best of Abu Dhabi ever.
Babar, we appreciate your time, and we pray and make dua that this summit is a great success. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
It was Babar Saeed, managing partner of Oryx International Tourism, speaking to us live from the World Halal Travel Summit 2015 in Abu Dhabi.